Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're always happy to have you here and here, wherever you are. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and our desire is always, amen, to reach an understanding from the grassroots level, because Proverbs says the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus, what you have done and what you're going to do. Lord, we ask you to bless the hearers of your word, and God, bless those that come on and participate, O God, in these programs that we help to edify and encourage one another. And Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance upon all the families, the bereaved families, those that are in the hospital room. O God, we know you're a healer. And God, we know you will restore life and strength to all the listeners and all the brethren that's in the prayer band. Lord, we thank you right now for your encouragement. And Lord, we ask you to bless this program. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And the subject tonight, today, wherever you might be listening, how to make yesterday yesterday. In other words, how to keep the past in the past. And above all, we know those of us that are students of the word, amen, and we are have to come together. Because Jesus said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. And one person doesn't have all the insight and revelation of God's word, because many of us have not lived through different circumstances and situation as others. Amen. Case in point, Job, the thing Job went through, amen, Paul didn't go through, amen, all the things that Job suffered, amen, during the Old Testament times, amen. A lot of the saints didn't go through that type of suffering and stayed with God. And that was Old Testament. That's before the church. So God has the power, amen, through his son Jesus Christ. So the things that Job went through and he stayed with God, amen, carried over is the same God, amen, through his son. His son came on the scene and showed us more examples and more power, amen, how to walk and talk with him and Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. Amen. As always, you know, our platform is, amen, you call in and you push 1 and the technician will put you in. First, we're going to read a scripture and from Paul, the apostle, amen. With Paul, in the last part of the book of Acts, when Paul was in prison, but he was in his own hired house. Paul had something like a duplex. He had an apartment, but the guards kept him. They kept him, he like a house arrest during the time. And he wrote a letter out to the Philippian church in Philippi and thanking them for their support. Because many times Paul went around, from different churches and different areas receiving monies and offering to take back to Jerusalem. And he had support from the brethren, amen, as he went. But you know, in the latter part of his ministry, amen, he was in prison, amen, for preaching the gospel, and he was, you know, to be beheaded. But they kept him in his own house, and they imprisoned him. But he wrote out many letters of encouragement and thanks to what he had went through and how they supported him. And we're going to pick up at the 4th chapter of Philippians. Therefore, brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech thee, Euodias, and beseech thee, Synthesis, that they be of the same mind of the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellows, help those women who labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also and the others of my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. And we go on and to finish the letter, but we will stop there. Amen. Because Paul, he was writing and telling the church, and you know it's very familiar, the 13th verse of that same chapter, he said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, through Christ. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Amen. So as we stay with God, there's some untapped power. There's some untapped strength that you have. There's some untapped understanding about God that you never would have and will endure unless, amen, these seasons in life. But we have to understand, which we know, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight, amen, what happened in the past. You know, that's why we repent. We ask God to forgive us, and the Bible said, 1 John 1:9, that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And once we make that confession, thing you can think of or make up or whatever, amen, so when the enemy come after you and he start throwing dots, amen. He start making up things and making up lies and try to shake you. Amen. Like Ephesians 6:16 say, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fierce darts of the wicked. Amen. So we know, and Paul say the tricks of the devil is the way he bring up your past. You bring up your past. And we always like to bring it down to the grassroots, break it down where we all can understand and share testimonies of how, amen, you overcome things and how you're dealing with things that all of us, amen, can grasp a part of that. Proverbs said, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So all of us can chip in tonight, and I thank God for many of you, all of you, amen, in the studio with me, amen. Wherever you call and you're in the studio, amen. I know some of you listening, some will not, amen, talk, but we're glad to have you anyway, amen. But you can push 1 now on your phone, and amen, as we begin to take off now and discussing how to deal with the past in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. What did you do? What you think be the best thing to do, amen, when you begin to start off your walk with Christ, amen, and you begin to move on, and what were the things that helped you as you begin to move on? You can press 1 on your phone. You can dial 1. Okay, we have a caller, amen, 561, area code last 4 digits, 3664. Amen. God bless you in the studio. God bless you.
Greetings, Bishop. How are you?
Okay. God bless you, man. God, good to hear from you.
Okay. Likewise. It's a pleasure to be here once again to feast on God's word. What really turned me around is that As a child, I was always in the church, 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and then when, you know, you get older and you know, be a teenager, and then you think you just don't need church, and you stray away because of peer pressure. Mm-hmm. And that's when you make bad decisions, trying to fit in, you know, want to be a part of. And so when I went into the military and came out, still worldly, but then you get to a point where, you know, things just you know, the devil just beating you up. So then, you decide in your mind, number one, that you really need to get back into the house of the Lord to so you can think clearly and renew your mind and be sincere about your commitment to Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what really happened to me from my yesterdays until my day till today, where God has done mighty miracles within my life and changed my life. And I'm totally committed to that lifestyle, and this is my lifestyle now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, I'm a senior in seminary now, and as you know, and I'll be going to Oxford University in a couple of weeks to study and to just feasting on His Word, and my mind is clear now. But of course, you know, the devil gonna still come after you, or come after someone who's close to you, you know. But that's this lifestyle. The devil is consistent in what he's doing, and I'm going to be consistent in what I'm doing, serving my daddy and living this life. You know, you can't be a wimp in this Christendom, because you got to fight. When you're on the front line, you better be discerning, prayed up, and ready. So you can say, "I see you, devil," quote the word to him. But steady, you cannot get away from that. That's just the key. I mean, you know, technology gets you all distracted. You know, you got the computer, you got the internet, you got Facebook, and all this stuff just clutters your mind, all this information. But you have to stand back and get your priorities right. And read the word. Renew it. The Bible says, renew your mind. And this is daily. We got to walk this daily. This, we are in the last days. So you got to be prepared. Be ye ready. And that's my story. But I know it's one day at a time. You get, it's one day at a time going forward and having the word, having the word, in your heart and in your mind and on your lips daily. So, and it's a blessing to be with the Lord and to walk with Him, because His word is truth. And you said you're the truth doctor. So, you know, and it's all about truth and facts. And when we come to reality with that, then you got to get rid of all that stuff. And caught up into materialism, because that's what Hollywood is showing them. You know, it's a psychological warfare game as well. Got to cut that TV off, because it's nothing but foolishness on it. You know, pick up a book and read, which is something that our culture tends to not want to do, and just be dumbed down and believe what somebody's saying. You know, you got to verify. Make sure that they know what they're talking about. But, you know, that's when you get to the deep end of the pool. But you got to, you know, you got to work with people and be patient and humble, because we all been there and done that. But now that you know the truth, you are accountable and responsible. And so it's just a blessing to love the Lord and do it. And, you know, but God bless you, and keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, hope to hear from you. Hope to hear from you over there. We'll try to get a call in to the show. But nevertheless, amen. You stay out the fires out there. Yeah, stay out the fires out there where you're at, and hope that, you know,
yes, sir.
California.
It's hot out here. It's extremely hot.
God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Okay, likewise.
God bless you. All right, we have another caller, 850-9622. Amen. God bless you. You're in the studio, 850-9622.
Praise the Lord, Bishop.
God bless you.
This is Sister Shonda.
Yes.
Such a really
good.
It. Yes, sir.
You
I think
you.
My husband and
okay.
I both have our phones on.
Yeah, the echo. His phone is on, too. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Is that better?
Yes. Huh?
Okay. Like the first caller that just chimed in, I, too, myself was brought up in the church, and years
mm-hmm.
later, I strayed away. I strayed away so much I picked up a really bad addiction, and I used crack cocaine for many years. And
mm-hmm.
nowadays, since I have been born again and I repented for my sins, and God showed favor just to get me to where I needed to be back in his presence. So, you know, many of times we could stray away. God didn't leave us. We do
yes.
the straying away. So I'm reminded tonight of Isaiah 43:18, and it says,
mm-hmm.
Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. I am also reminded of 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature.
Mm-hmm.
The old has mm-hmm. passed away. Behold, the new has come. And that is where I am today. You know, and I praise and I thank God for it, because I can't nowadays, I refuse to let anyone throw the past up in my face. You know,
yes.
that's simply why it's called the past. It's things that we
mm-hmm.
may have done outside of the will of God in our past.
Mm-hmm.
So today I know that God has and is doing great things in our lives, in my life, and I praise and I thank God for it. You know, I only now today I think only on the best. I work
mm-hmm.
only for the best, and I expect
mm-hmm.
the best. You know, so that's
mm-hmm.
where I am today, because many a time what has to happen on this day-to-day walk with Christ, we have to be mindful, and we really have
yeah.
to be vigilant and watchful and have that discerning spirit, you know, because I can't today, I don't want to jeopardize my walk with Christ dealing with the unsaved, you know.
Right.
So what I do is I encourage them. I reach out to them. I love on them, because we have
mm-hmm.
to love a person just what they
yeah.
are. But when you see and find folk that aren't saved and talking all kind of talk that you know is not Christ-like, then it's our job to try to bring that person in. And I often share my testimony with my staff at work, with the young ladies at work and the
mm-hmm.
guests that I meet at the hotel. I often share that testimony, and they look and they say, you know, and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
oh, yes, honey, me, you know, but that's just, you know, my way of showing them and telling them what God can truly do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I praise and I thank God for that. But the past is, you know, letting the past stay in the past is a really good subject on tonight, and it's so fitting for me and all that I've gone through. But I tell you what, I let it stay in the past. I do exactly
mm-hmm.
that, you know. So now today, Service Sunday was just so awesome, and I feel a birthing in the spirit. I feel a higher elevation in Christ, and I all week I've just been so giddy, you know, and just staying on my face before the Lord and praying and studying really hard, because God is dropping some things in my spirit, and I've been studying up on that. But, you know, today I just only try, Bishop, to move forward. Now,
yes.
those things of the past, oh, yeah, now I remember. I remember
mm-hmm.
those things, you know, but I thank God that he has blessed me, you know, to move beyond that, to move past that. And it's something that I had to go through in order to get where I am today. You know, so that character building too. He allowed me to go through that, gave me the strength to stand through all of that to show himself to me today, to just prove to me that I remember the times where, you know, the long nights, the all nighters, where I've done, called myself, done my worldly thing, and when it was all said and done, the only thing I could remember saying was, "Lord, please, Jesus, help me stop using drugs."
Yes.
And he did just that. So, you know, I think about it, you know, because it's something that I went through. But I thank God today that I let that stay in the past. So that's my take
right.
on it.
All right, very good. God bless you. Write a book on that. Amen. Those things are going to pass. They're going to pass.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. We thank God. Amen. That God, he is good. He is able. And he's always, amen, he's always there. Jesus said, "I never leave you. I never forsake
yes,
you."
Sir.
Amen.
Amen.
We have a testimony. Young people
yes,
today
sir.
Don't see no miracles. They need to know, amen, what they're going through today. People going through today.
Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you. We have our technician. Amen. The tapper's in. I see we got a full board. We try to get to everybody we can. Amen. Tonight. Amen. What God has taken you through, or what do you usually do? And both callers had always acknowledged that we got to defend ourselves and we got to keep our minds stirred up. You know, it is something that shouldn't be. You know, God has taken you through that. Amen. You don't have to deal with that, accept that from the enemy anymore, because all he do is try to come and bring confusion, doubt, and foolishness. Amen. Because you are victorious in Christ. Amen. The Bible, I mean, I always use an example sometime. Amen. That the fight is already fixed. We just in the road. We just in the rain, making it look good. But we already won. All the judges in heaven and amen. Already voted us in. All right, we have another call at 954-4427. God bless you. You're in the studio.
God bless you. Good evening, Bishop. Good evening, Bishop. God bless you. Thank God for the program. I would like to just get a little bit of this, because if I know anything, I know that the past, yesterday is for us to learn from. But we don't live in the past. We live in today. In the present, with all our faith and hope in tomorrow, but we live in the present and let our past be a lesson that we can guide ourselves into the future with. It's just very important that we always look at our past. At the end of each day, you need to come in and settle down. You know, don't no TV, no emails, or no any kind of electronic device. Just sit down 30 minutes or 20 minutes and just sit in a room and just contemplate all that you've been through this day, that God, that the Holy Spirit taking you through. And, you know, you was a minute or two earlier, you'd have been in an accident, or the accident happened after you passed by a certain area. I mean, there's just so much that you have to be thankful for, that you just constantly, day by day, assess your day at the end of the day. You know, companies and people always got charts and graphs to try to monitor their progress. Well, you monitor your own progress in life by daily taking the time to just go over all the grace and the mercy that God has extended to you each day.
And that
way, you don't live in the past. You'll learn from the past and use it to better mature yourself, so that you can go into the future with confidence, knowing that all the things that God has guided you through yesterday, then that makes you a much better person today.
Very good, very good. Scripture came to mind, the last book of John, the last chapter in the verse, saying that if books was written of all the things that Jesus had done, the world could not hold. So God did us some, I know, just me going past an accident or a shooting or something. Amen. God took us through that. Amen. Very good. God bless you. God bless you. We have a 561-4556 in the studio. 561, the last four digits, is 4556. God bless you. You're in the studio. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Amen. I just came in. I apologize for being late, but I thank God for what I've heard so far. And that is a good thing, to just meditate on the Lord and just sit back and just relax in Him. Because truly every day we need to get our feel. Get our feel after we go along the day and empty ourselves of virtue of being godly, being graceful, being merciful, and being humble. Most of all, humble. It takes a lot out of us, and being discernful. I was looking at when it said you're the watchman, and we are to warn the wicked. Warn the wicked. Give them a chance to turn, you know, to change. But when God gives you a warning, to tell them. Because if we don't, and something happened to them and we fail, their blood is required at our hands. So that just blesses me to know when we do what the brother said, meditate on God and think back where God has brought us from throughout each day, we're able to do that and be effective and be attentive. Amen?
Amen. All right. God bless you. Always good to hear from you. Amen. We're moving right along. We're trying to get to everybody. Amen. Just push one on your phone, and the technician will put you in. Amen. Paul said, old things are passed away. All things become new. Amen. Don't worry about what you used to go and how you used to feel about games and shows and movies. You passing. Amen. Eric Cole, 305-4271. Eric Cole, 305-4271. You're in the studio. God bless you, doctor.
Good evening. How's it going?
Oh, we moving on. This train is moving.
Well, I've been listening from the beginning, but I don't know. I fell into my own trap. I just love listening to people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's my thing, you know. So the Lord is teaching me that I can be, you know, some help. So I just sell myself and I'm letting go all this pride, and I'm seeing that Jesus is really Lord. You can say it, but
yes,
to act upon it is a different issue. Bishop, I'm looking at this title, How Do You Make Yesterday Yesterday? And I thought on something as I was listening, and it keeps ringing out, you know, it's best to never do a thing. And I think this is what the Lord intent is, to not to get us out of sin, to condemn sin, and to stop us. You see, because yesterday really never dies. You have to put it to death, but it never dies. And you commit certain things, or you commit certain atrocities. And mostly, like the scripture said, you sin against God and yourself. And certain things never die. So this is where Jesus, my God, come in when he shed his blood. You want to kill yesterday, you got to get yourself under the blood. And even at that, we have an accuser. He always bringing up stuff. You see what I'm saying? But just like the lady was saying, she said she ain't going to let it come up anymore. And that's where you need a transformation of mind. I listened to the first brother, and he kind of stirred me there. He said, you got to get in this word. And that's the only way. And the word, you want to translate the word, you got to get what? Under the blood. You got to seek Jesus. So you want to get rid of yesterday, you got to keep moving, keep searching, keep hearing God's approval, because that's why things shouldn't be, you call it history, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But as for you, amen, we are getting ready to meet the Savior. So you got to have a simplicity to walk living, amen, through this gospel. So I'm looking at that, and that's what I'm doing myself. Because always somebody can accuse you. The devil even reveals stuff to folks, and they don't even know you. You see what I'm saying? So this is what it is. It's a deep subject. How do you make yesterday yesterday? You ain't gonna never get rid of it. Amen. Like Paul was, Peter was saying, he said more salvation. When Jesus comes, he gonna bring us a better cleansing, a deeper salvation. You see, but in the meantime, amen, we are fleeing. We are fleeing through this gospel. So that's my input on it.
All right, all right. God bless you. God bless you as always. And, you know, it is good. You hit a point that we're always, I've got so many notes down here, amen, the Holy Spirit reminding, amen, that God always tried to stop us,
amen,
not to do that. Get it on your conscience and your mind. You wake up the next day, oh, God, I didn't mean to do that. You got to apologize to somebody.
Uh-huh.
And Peter said, how often, Lord, should I forgive my brother?
You know,
and you got to forgive. Get it off your mind and your chest, you know. So it's good not to even do it. Amen.
Yeah.
That's very good, very good. Amen. Know the Lord is speaking with us tonight, as always. As always, the Holy Spirit comes in. Amen. Then you got to stop doing these things. You got to stop doing it for it to be in the past. Amen.
Uh-huh.
You got to stop it.
And you know, Bishop.
All right. Go ahead.
They have a doctrine that's it's more and more prevalent. If you do it, all you got to do is repent. No. You got to get your conscience washed. If you gonna always have trouble with yesterday if God don't wash it. So now I understand why them apostles, that one of their main prayer, wash me, Lord. You know, David said, my sins are ever before me. But when we get hooked up with Christ, Jesus what? He delivers us and he leads us. So that's wonderful right there, Bishop.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. God bless you. God bless you as always. Being pressed one on your phone. We don't want you to get left out. Amen. And, beautiful subject. Many things that we come and go. And, great men like Paul and great men, Moses and David. Amen. And I always say, I always throw a comment. I said, well, Job, you call me and Job, and you get on this program. Because Job went through a lot of things. And I always thought that book shouldn't be in the Bible, how he suffered so. But God kept him. God kept him, amen, and renewed his mind. Renewed his mind. And you can renew your mind by the word. Paul said, let us renew our mind. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. Amen. And amen. I get stirred up by trying to say too much, but I get too stirred up. But anyway, you can push one on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. And you can call somebody or tell someone, amen, about the broadcast, or you can share this broadcast right after. You can go back into the studio and Blog Talk, but you can go to our website at www.jciministries, amen, and hit the media section. Amen. It'll take you right back into, amen, Blog Talk, and you can hear all the programs, amen, for the last 2 years or more. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. We still got a lot of more time, but we just want to make sure everyone be able to share, amen, what God has brought them through. Amen. And those that are dealing with just coming to Christ, we know many times the enemy, he will try to use your mind to defeat you. He will always bring up things, make you think you're not worthy, that you shouldn't do this and you should do that. Amen. Then you have to be, we're in these last days. and a personal relationship with God, knowing that God, amen, when you he forgive you, and we go into this section now, the latter part of this service, amen, this program, amen, these false teachers and soothsayers and fortune tellers, amen, don't let them bring up your past, amen. God doesn't bring up your background and your history to prove a point that God is dealing with this man or this woman, that they are men and women of God. It doesn't necessarily so. Amen. When God forgive you of an issue, amen, and you've been born again, baptized, amen, like what Peter said for the Acts 2:38, for the remission of your sin, for the removal of your sin. Then James said we have to continue to what? In the Word, that we can this Word renew our mind and recreate this mind. Amen. And you find yourself, when you do fall in services of people that try to come to you and tell you things, amen. If they start talking about your past, you know they're wrong. You know they're wrong. Amen. God forgive you of all of that. Amen. Now you're going forward. You're going forward. Yes, we still live. We're on this side of heaven now. Let's face reality. People will come, and you be out there. You're working hard, maybe going through some health issues. Amen. You will find yourself having all kind of dreams. Amen. Ecclesiastes said dreams come through a multitude of business. Amen. And what caller was saying is best you come home, sit down, and relax yourself. Amen. All right, we have a caller, 561-366-64. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
So you know, we talked about yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 15:57.
Okay.
It is God's will for His saints to be victorious. The necessities of a victorious life. You know, and it's like you have to live in the presence of God. Psalms 140:12. Live in mm-hmm. the presence of God. Live with God's peace. That's John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. That's what the Father says. You mean stay in the presence of God. Stop thinking about the presumed negative. Keep your peace so that you can go from a measure of success to total success. You can't afford luxury of a negative thought. God supplies all needs
mm-hmm.
in your faith. And that's just, you know, point number one is an awareness that God is with you in good and bad times, during the times of tests and trials.
Mm-hmm.
Be conscious of His presence at all times. He's with you. Personal management is not carrying the cares. Peace is manifested by faith. Watch the things we give up our peace for and live for God's purpose. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 11, according to the eternal purpose, which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, all truth is so in other words, I'm saying that just stay focused and understand God's purpose. And so every saint has a past, and every sinner has a future.
All right.
And I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. Everybody got a sin record. That's why Jesus came. Everybody got a record. Amen. If Jesus don't cover it up, you're going to hit all the books up there in heaven. 20th chapter talking about all the books. We're going to be judged. Amen. Be careful what you give up your peace for. That's beautiful. Be careful what you give up your peace. Don't sell out, amen, for material things. All right? All right? Amen. We got some more time for another caller. Amen. Be careful. People are also on the religious side and the peace side. Amen. The saints of God. Amen. We're not lucky anymore. Amen. We're blessed. And the Lord wants us, the saints, to stand their ground. Amen. Learn how. Amen. When you fellowship, learn how to go around and get out. And there are many places you can go. Amen. In the community, there are many physical outlets. Those of you that are not able to get out or retired, widows, those that find themselves, the enemy trying to trap you and hold you in a different area. Amen. You have a lot of things that the community offers, and you can go out and be a witness to. You can go out and be a witness to. All right. We have another caller. Amen. Area code 954-4427. Amen. It's on the air. Amen. God bless you. Amen. 954-4427. You're on the air, I believe, in the studio.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Bishop. I'm sorry. Yes. I think I was busy. But, no, I just wanted to add that you can't do enough for sitting back and looking at what you've been through yesterday. Because
yes,
it's important that you examine what you've been through in order that you would know how to prepare for what's going to come tomorrow. Only through experience can you go through. With experience and the Word of God, your faith is strong, and you have the experience now to go forward and not be blinded, because now you have already been through something. You have something, a guideline. You got some kind of marker or guideline now to go into tomorrow with, knowing that God brought you through yesterday. He'll do it again and again and again. But you got to keep trusting and building your faith, and you build your faith on meditating on the things that you did before.
All right, very good. Because, amen, one of the fruits of the Spirit is long-suffering. Amen. And that's one of God's, amen, college courses. Amen. When you go through something, you know he's there. He's always testing you and bringing you up a little bit higher. Amen. Apostles always pray, Lord, give me strength. Amen. Move this mountain. All right. God bless you. Amen. We're getting ready to, I think we can take about two more callers because we want to have a prayer. We have many the saints been asking for prayer. Some is in the hospital. Amen. Some are going through some personal problems. And the enemy always try. That's his job. But we stay on our job, praying and holding up the bloodstained banner and quoting the word. Amen. And many times in the spiritual weather report, if you're not going through anything, you ain't got nothing the devil wants. Amen. The enemy always trying to take something. He steals, he kills. But he know, like he try. Okay, we have another caller. Amen. 561-4556. Yes, sir.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal, seal, deliver, and set free right now. Whatever the situation, whatever the altercation, Lord, we come together and we loose in the spirit realm right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for touching with power, patience, love, and strength. Lord, we ask you to do it. We believe in you for it right now. Those that are sick, shut in right now, don't know which way to go, which way to turn. But, Lord, we ask you to open up their discernment right now. Open up their minds, Lord, and touch their hearts to let them know they're not forgotten. Lord, the saints that fall off by the way, Lord, give them strength to let the other saints pull them in the race and say, come on, I got you. You can lean on me as we pass the baton so we can get to the other end of the race so we can win victoriously together. And we thank you for the strengthening and the building up of the body of Christ and souls being saved and bills getting paid. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God worked through people. He could take anybody, amen, and use them for God's people. Amen. Yes, he can. Amen. He works with all kind of ways. You don't have to work with no animals and donkeys no more. Amen. The church is here, and God got some Barnabas. He got some Pauls. Amen. Some saints that he's been blessing. Amen. And they're moved by the Spirit of God. Amen. All right, we have another prayer. Amen. We can go right into prayer. Those that want to pray, or if you got another vision or dream you'd like to talk about, we still have time. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. We can get to you. 850-2337. 850. You're in the studio.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, Bishop. How's everybody?
All right, how you doing?
I want to just say I have a lot of stuff that I've went through in my 58 years of living on this earth. Mm-hmm. And I press on and ask God to let me hit the mark of the Most High. Because if I can't dwell on where I've been and concentrate on where I'm going at the same time. I have to mm-hmm. let the past be the past mm-hmm. and keep going. But I put myself in situations where I've been homeless, I've been hopeless, I've been useless. But that's the way I felt at that particular time. But today I serve a God that none of that exists in my life. I have to fight a fight every day. And I have to fight a good fight, a fight of righteousness. Now, I was just reading about righteousness a few minutes ago, and that's what it's all about. It's either I'm going to do what God wants me to do, I'm going to do what the world said do, and I can't straddle the fence. I can't have both of them. Mm-hmm. And I just have to keep going on. And then ask God every day to make me more like him. And that's what I do. And that's, you know, I got a testimony that's, we probably all got a testimony that's out of this world. Because, you know, if you're out there in the world, like I tell my son and my daughter, anything exists when you live in the world, from murder to whatever, you name it. But once you get in the fruits of the Spirit, you're in pleasantness, you're in joy, you're in faith, you're in long-suffering, you're in love, you're in kindness. Mm-hmm. You know, the devil don't know nothing about no kindness.
Mm-hmm.
When you be kind to people, God will bless you. Because how could I love the Lord who I haven't seen and hate my neighbor who I see every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to remember where I came from, not stay in it, but to appreciate where I'm going. And that's where I'm at today. I thank y'all for being there. I just wanted to listen tonight, but I just had to say something because it's a very good topic. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Good to hear from you, as always, up there in the Tallahassee area. Amen. And the Proverbs came to me. Amen. My thoughts about it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. You're gonna be positive. A man make up his mind, it's hard to stop him. It's hard to stop a person when they make up their mind to do something. Amen. And James has said, if you resist the devil, he'll flee. If you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Amen. So we draw nigh to God. Amen. Daily, every hour of the day. Amen. He give us the strength. You got the strength to do it. You got the strength to do it. Amen. Amen. We have another caller. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. We're getting here. Or if you just want to do a prayer for those that are listening. Amen. There's one thing that you say, well, I don't think about it. Don't be like Peter. Peter said, oh, this is not going to happen to me. I don't have to worry about this. But maybe you've never been sick. Maybe you've never been traumatized. Amen. The last call is maybe you never thought you'd be homeless or betrayed. Amen. And it hit you. The enemy tried to catch you at your weakest moment, your weakest moment. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. He kind of put stuff on our mind and kind of warned us or kind of have us lean one way. And you be praying, and you say, oh, I didn't know that. And all of a sudden, amen, the dog got there. He's biting on your car wheels. I said, that's why something was wrong. Amen. You get ready to go to work. He would tore up your car, then you had no way to get out. A little zero out there eating up your tires. Amen. Thank God, God stopped you. Stopped him, and you stopped him. It might be a small thing, but if you got to drive and go to work, and you had no spare, it's a big thing. Amen. 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 God love you. We're getting our prayer time now. We need about three callers, three more prayers. Amen. Praying for the saints that, amen. The Bible said, in a multitude of counselors, amen, there's strength. We understand, amen, many great testimonies and comments been made here on this program that somebody gained some strength. Amen. Gained some strength. Now, we're going to exercise another great scripture power. When two or three come together in his name, amen, agreeing on anything, is touching anything, commenting on anything, amen. All right, where we going now. Technician, put me in here. Amen. All right. I think we're at 561. 3, 3, 6, 6, 6, 4. I believe that's where we are. And the prayer.
Father God. 561. Father God, we thank you. This has been a great day. We pray that you would help us to live a balanced life and recover from all our unbalanced choices. Father, we pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the youth. We pray for those who are incarcerated. We pray for those who are in the convalescence homes. We pray for the youth who are locked up. Father, we pray that they would have a come to Jesus moment in their lives. And we thank you and we believe in your word and we acknowledge you in everything that we do. We give you all the glory, all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Share this program with others. Amen. That we know we've run across many seniors. Amen. And sometime I met a man in he had put his wife in a convalescent home, and you know, I went there. He grabbed me by the arm and said, come on, Pastor, you got to pray with me. And she, when I got there, she said, you said you would never do that to me. You know, we will always be together. Amen. So some of these circumstances can really, amen, traumatize you. Amen. But to keep your mind on Christ. He'll keep you in perfect peace because God's still alive. He can use people. He can work people. Amen. That come and help us and bless us through all situations. Amen. Marriage is about having a partnership. Amen. And Jesus, he said, I'll never leave you, though. Jesus said, I'm going to be right there with somebody or nobody. Amen. You got all the heaven right there with you. Amen. All right, we can have two more callers, two more prayers here before we close out. Amen. You can always go back again. All right, 850-9622. God bless you.
God bless you. Praise God. Father God, we just take this moment just to say thank you, God. Just to say thank you, Father God, for another day. We thank you, Father God, that last night was not our last night, that you saw fit, Father God, to give us another day. And, Father God, we thank you for it. Now, Father God, we ask that you order our steps in your will. Order our steps in your way, O God. Now, Father God, for those that are who are sick and bound, Father God, we ask that you heal. We ask that you show yourself up, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you just touch and heal the bodies of the lame and the sick. The sick and shut in on tonight, Father God. We ask that you go in the jails, behind prison walls, the hospitals, Father God, the nursing homes. We just ask that you just touch and heal, Father God. We ask that you just go with the ones, the sick and suffering addicts who are still struggling from the disease of addiction, Father God. We know, I know, that you can do it, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that you just do that for us tonight, Father God. Father God, now we ask that you go with all the listeners, the callers, Father God. We ask that you go with Bishop, First Lady Carolyn, Father God. We just ask that you go with each and every one of us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to heal us, Father God. Give us more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, Father God. All these blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. There's one thing God always show up to. Amen. We're sin abound. God's grace is much more abound. All right. Area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Can you hear?
Yes, sir. You're in the studio. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Our prayer today is, Father, that you bless us, ever keep us. And we pray especially for those that are pressing, those that are forgetting those things which are behind. We pray, O God, at this time for those that love you. Even it seems so difficult. We thank you, God, for your presence with us. And we thank you for your promise. You never left us. And we trust and obey you because we know that you keep your word. So we thank you today, Lord, for all of those that are listening and that are hearing, especially for Bishop and his family. We ask, O God, that you sustain them even through these troubled times. Keep us looking to you. Keep our minds lifted. O God, keep us our eyes on the mark. And we know and declare today that Jesus is that mark. And he died and he bled for us. And we could ever live. We can get away from yesterday. We can put a retainer on it. And we ask you, O God, to ever keep us, that we'll be pleased in your sight. In the name of our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. The Bible said, a mouth of two or three witnesses, let his word be established. Amen. And I feel that, amen, God has blessed us all. Amen. I'm very thankful. Amen. The studio is full, over 20-something people or more. Amen. All parts of the state and out of the state. Amen. That being here, those that will share this program again with someone, even yourself, can go back and go to the website. Go to www.biministries.org and touch on media, amen, and that way you can have some more, amen, friends and relatives that, amen, they can hear that God loved them, amen. We in the book of Hebrews say, let's move on, amen, the sixth chapter of Hebrews, amen, let us go past, let us move on from these things, go on to perfection. Amen. We want to get out of a lot of the doctrines of things and go in with God. God still works with us. God still works with us. God bless you. We love you. Amen. In Hebrews 6, they leaving therefore the principles, the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance towards dead works and faith towards God. Amen. God love you. We care for you. Amen. And you'll be hearing. Amen. We're working to get a radio station. Amen. I appreciate your help. Father, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance now with each and every one. God, send prosperity. Send your angels of deliverance. Oh, God, we know you live, and rebuke every spirit, oh, God, that's not like you. God, we rebuke every spirit. Oh, God, try to hinder and stop prosperity and strengthen, amen, all the healers and the virtue that need to go to heal. Oh, God, open doors that have been shut, amen. God, that your workers, amen, are few, and we thank God for these workers, that you empower them within their mind and their spirit through your son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, forever and ever. For God bless you. God bless you. This is Doctor of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Until next time, we love you. God bless you.